You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, episode 56.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by ShopMessage.me, an incredibly powerful Shopify app. Do you want to know the secret marketing channel that Fashion Nova, Pura Vida bracelets, and Movement watches use to drive millions in revenue? The answer is Facebook Messenger, and it's powered by ShopMessage, the leading conversational marketing platform. When I saw how much revenue Shopify brands were making on Messenger, I was blown away, so I had to meet ShopMessage's co-founder and CEO, Arjun. I even recorded a podcast, episode 20, Learn Why Facebook Messenger is the e-commerce channel for the next decade and how you can capitalize. I just love the value that his company brings to brands. You will acquire more customers. You'll create more delightful interactive conversations. And most importantly, you're going to build brand loyalty. Now, for listeners of E-Commerce Fastlane, ShopMessage is now offering a 30-day free trial and guarantees you'll see at least a 4x ROI on your first paid month, or they'll refund the difference. So go to shopmessage.me/Fastlane. That's shopmessage.me/Fastlane and start your 30-day free trial today. Hey there, Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and now Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when new shows are being released. So today I'm chatting with Aiden Weinrib from Bench.co, and they're a company that's focused on helping Shopify brands and others when it comes to bookkeeping and how to make sense of your finances. And I know this certainly doesn't sound like the sexiest show, but you know, if you're a business owner, you know, with lots to do, Bench really is an advocate for you, and really they are professional bookkeepers. They have the experience serving Shopify entrepreneurs in a very important capacity in your business. They take the bookkeeping off your hands forever. So this way, you're more apt to focus on kind of what matters most, you know, like by creating impact and value, marketing, and just long-term growth strategies for your Shopify brand. So that's why I have them on the show today. So please enjoy. Hi, Aiden, and welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. Thanks so much for having me. Really excited to chat.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, I see and have the opportunity to do a lot of audits, and there is a framework that Shopify uses with some of the plus merchants in the enterprise side of it, and this MGM, this merchant growth model, and some of the conversations that come up around MGM are, you know, acquisition or conversion and retention, kind of the marketing part. And then there's the brand strategy and the business operations, and then the kind of the technical solutions integrations. And there's a necessary taxation and kind of tax compliance and accounting, bookkeeping sort of topics. As I said at the top, not the most sexiest thing to want to talk about with a merchant, but certainly an important topic. So maybe on a high level, can you just share with the audience, what does Bench do and what problem is it solving for Shopify store owners?
Yeah. So not only is it not the sexiest topic, but I think a lot of the time people are really afraid of talking about bookkeeping or afraid of what they don't know when it comes to finance. So at Bench, we try to make that really, really approachable and hands off. So we're actually the largest bookkeeping service in America. And our tagline is that we do the books so you don't have to. So we serve about 6,700 clients across the country, and we take care of the bookkeeping, and we do it using our own proprietary software that makes it really easy to interact with and understand what you're looking at. And we pair you with a dedicated in-house bookkeeper who's going to be your contact and who's going to be taking care of your books for you every month.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because I think that, you know, once again, it's like some people, I think almost if they're not good at something, it's so easy to want to avoid it. And I think entrepreneurs in general, especially in the early stage, I think they tend to, I don't know, just not do it correctly or timely. And then they're scrambling at year end. And I think that's where Bench is kind of fitting into this mix, is that it makes a third party accountable for, and we all know the importance of it, mm-hmm. but we tend to want to focus on higher value tasks than a monthly bookkeeping. Is that kind of where you believe that Bench is fitting into the mix?
Yeah, that's what I hear a lot from our clients. I think some of the biggest things that clients feel is, A, they hate it. It's definitely no one's favorite thing to do. I think one thing I hear a lot is, I didn't get into business to do this, but it is kind of a necessary evil of having a business. So to be able to feel confident that you can have it taken care of without having to spend your time doing it, I think really, really makes a difference. Because not only is it, no, you don't have to do it, but also having the peace of mind, because of course, there are so many people who put it off every year. And then it really comes to be super stressful when it ends up being tax time and you haven't necessarily kept the right records, or you've sort of kept the right records and you've tried really hard to do things throughout the year, but then maybe the person who you're filing your taxes with doesn't feel like it's the most acceptable thing to work with and they need you to redo it, mm-hmm. or you have to pay them to do it. I think there's often a lot of stress around that. So we try to make it so that you don't have to worry about it. You can access it and actually use that information when you need it to make smart decisions about your business and know that you have what you need at the end of the year for the CPA to be able to do their thing.
Yeah, it completely makes sense though. And I think if bookkeeping is done consistently month over month, then you're more apt to do proper forecasting and understanding, you know, where the business is, the health of the business, versus a cursory glance in your bank account and not really knowing the true profitability of kind of where you're at. And I think that's one of many takeaways I think from today, is that, you know, we can't have a shoebox full of receipts and hoping that someone's going to disseminate that from what's happened a year prior. Obviously, there's a lot of things going on with Wayfair versus South Dakota and just the whole nexus and the tax compliance kind of things. These topics are on a lot of people's radar. I mean, I recently had Tax Jar on, who is a company that does reporting of taxes and submits the appropriate tax to the appropriate state and county, and a nice tight connection with Shopify to make sure that the appropriate tax is being revealed in the shopping cart for checkout flow. And so it sounds like knowing either use the built-in Shopify or use Avalara or TaxJar as tax revealing within the shopping cart and the checkout flow. I guess the nice thing about Bench now is that you then look at every single transaction with someone inside Bench, an account owner, are able to look at this data and then from there present it to the entrepreneur in a method that they can actually understand and know that it's correct and ready for annual filings.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, no one really wants to keep a shoebox. And I think especially e-commerce clients are modern people. Like they have businesses online. They want to be a part of that online experience and kind of modernize what is felt to be really traditional and often like pen and paper. So that's definitely one thing that we really try to help with, keeping a modern, accessible online solution that sort of fits into that mindset and mentality of having a modern business. And then when it comes to TaxJar, we work really closely with them as well. We love TaxJar because sales tax is obviously so complicated and there are so many different layers to it. So TaxJar is so great for that. And then we work alongside that to make sure that businesses have what they need for their quarterly estimates and then their annual income tax, and make sure that they have the insight from organized financials, like not just knowing what you're buying and when, it's actually having things organized into reports that show you what your revenue is, what you're spending, what your bottom line net profit is, and then having that in a format that then makes sense for tax time as well.
Totally agree with you on that. And I think, and even TaxJar, I believe, even has an option more than just the reporting option. They also have the submission to the appropriate state and counties. And that's, I think, through TaxJar Plus as an option. So it's nice to see that you have some alignment with the importance of tax and tax compliance, but then you also have the reporting going back to the state for final kind of yearly filings. So let's talk about, maybe unpack a bit about the whole concept of bookkeeping and what it actually means. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have different ideas about what they believe it is and what should be done just so that you are compliant. So can you share what you've learned over the years about what bookkeeping actually is?
Yeah, and I think bookkeeping often gets conflated with accounting. So I'll talk a little bit about bookkeeping just so that listeners can know that there is actually a difference between those two. So at Bench, we define bookkeeping as the process of recording daily transactions in a consistent way. And it's a key component to building a financially successful business. So people may be familiar with the terms income statement and balance sheet. So those are really the two basics that your business gets through bookkeeping. And they break down, kind of as I mentioned just before, income, expenses, net profit, as well as your business's assets and liabilities. So they basically tell you your financial health.
And then from there, so when you say that it's in a consistent way, so is, and then you have proprietary software that allows your company to do it in a certain format that makes sense. And then from there, there are reports that are available online or printable to allow, I guess, the store owner to understand it and then can make decisions based on it.
Yeah, exactly. So one thing that I always like to say is that at Bench, our bookkeeping software is built specifically for entrepreneurs rather than accountants. So we have an online dashboard that you'll be able to sign into. We have some e-commerce stores that have maybe multiple stores. So they'd have a dashboard that shows all of their businesses if they need to, or just their one business if they have one. And through that portal, you're able to communicate with your bookkeeping team over a message board. You're able to view the reports that are published. You can upload documents, create connections, so that way you don't need to send us stuff every month. We're going to try to automate as much as possible and keep things really lightweight. And then we also have a new feature that we call Pulse. So that's going to be a new tab within the Bench app. And we call it Pulse because it really helps you keep like a pulse check on where your business is at. So it's a one-stop shop that allows you to view all of your bank balances, including PayPal. So you can see PayPal next to your Amex, next to your bank accounts, all of the transactions, as well as a sort of week over week cash flow summary, just to make sure you can sign in anytime and see what's going on in the business rather than just those monthly reports. There's also iPhone app too for folks who like to keep on mobile.
Excellent. Oh, that's very cool. I did not know that. So I'll make sure I put that in the show notes and a link to that. So let's talk about the actual solution itself. I'm always fascinated with people wanting to build different sorts of technology to solve some pains and some problems in the market. Mm-hmm. And obvious bookkeeping, it's a pain for a lot of people. As you said, it's not sexy, but it's necessary evil, as you said it. But so let's talk about the founder's journey, you know, like maybe leading up to launching Bench and the Bench services. In your opinion, like, what do you believe, I guess, uniquely positions the founding team like to be experts to even want to create this platform and this service?
Yeah, well, our CEO, Ian, had some really real life experience with this. So he kind of came up with the idea for Bench out of his personal experience. And he took a job as a bookkeeper while he was in university and very quickly realized that it was overcomplicated and caused a lot of stress, especially for him as the bookkeeper, as well as the business owners. So he thought there must be a better way to do this and tried to set about creating a better system. So right out of university, he started working in management consulting, where he learned a lot about business operations and really was able to sort of refine how this could be an actual business. And the idea for simplifying bookkeeping, Ian and his co-founders to Techstars to really be able to develop the vision into an actual bookkeeping service that was entrenched in technology and connectivity instead of outdated traditional bookkeeping methods. And from Techstars, we moved the company up to Vancouver, which is where everyone is located. Maybe a little bit ironic since we serve US customers, but that's where they're based in the founder's hometown. And at our core, we really believe in Bench's purpose is to sort of leverage technology to make bookkeeping more approachable for entrepreneurs and bookkeepers without forsaking the human element. So one thing Ian consistently shares is how AI cannot replace empathy. So even though we are a tech company, we make sure that people are really at our core and never have or never will outsource services. We've got everyone based in our head office here in Vancouver. And that's kind of the pillar to us for security, quality, integrity.
It's very ironic because I'm also in Vancouver. And here we are. We should have had this podcast in person.
Why didn't we do that, Steve?
Maybe on an encore presentation.
Sure,
how about
I'm
that?
Down.
So how is Bench shaping the way, you know, your clients are now running their Shopify stores now that they have connected? You said there's almost over 6,000 or 7,000, you know, merchants that have made the choice using Bench. So specifically with Shopify brands, like, how do you see their day-to-day changing now that they've made the Bench decision?
Well, I mean, for one thing, I see clients getting so much more confident in their financials now that they're able to easily access it and sort of have a person that they're able to connect with easily. A lot of our clients often come to us either from some type of DIY solution or maybe a more expensive local bookkeeping option where they may be really hands-off or charged hourly rather than at a flat, affordable rate. So they mm-hmm. finally have this option where they can see the insights, use them really frequently. And I see so many people go from not knowing what an income statement or a balance sheet is to knowing what they are and how to use it and starting to really gain financial confidence and understand how to leverage that information rather than just sort of going blind or taking a look at their bank balance to see if they can afford something. So I feel like that type of financial confidence is so key.
Yeah. And I can see you mentioned about this pulse section, this new tab, this kind of overview tab. And I think, you know, instead of people doing the DIY approach and kind of relying on their own kind of personal assumptions or their gut feelings on certain things, now you actually get real hard numbers to make decisions.
Yeah, exactly. So we at Bench used to produce just monthly financials for our clients, which was meant to be a bit more of a tax readiness kind of aspect. An easy cadence to have those income statement and balance sheet reports. With Pulse, you can sign in any day and get information to mm-hmm. be able to make those decisions, mm-hmm. which is so much more realistic for so many business owners, especially when you're in e-commerce and you are wanting to make that big COGS purchase and you don't know if you've got the balances or how things are going to work out. You can see exactly where you're at right there. And it's nice to have all that information aggregated into one place rather than having multiple tabs open for every single account that you have signed up.
Yeah, I totally get it. And I can just think about the peace of mind that a lot of these Shopify brands must have, especially for year end.
Yeah, well, when you know something's being taken care of professionally rather than either maybe doubting work if it's, I mean, like, bookkeepers and accountants go to school for years to study this type of thing. When you're starting a business, you're probably not going to take that course just to start your business. So to have the peace of mind of knowing somebody who is professional is doing that work, and then knowing that that professional can then connect with who you need to at the end of the year, that's definitely something that we see our clients sigh a huge sigh of relief because of that. And it's something we've tried to work on even more recently. I actually used to work with our accountant and bookkeeping partners who work very closely with Bench. A lot of clients that we work with, maybe they're in a remote area or maybe they've had a hard time finding someone that they really trust. We at Bench now can connect our clients to our accounting partners for them to be able to file really smoothly with someone who's familiar with working with us as a bookkeeper. So that's become a really great holistic experience for our clients.
Yeah, I just love the whole accountability instead of the DIY approach. I think just to me, it seems to make a lot of sense. I do see some clients, some merchants make the decision to use Xero or QuickBooks. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, Shopify has connectors and stuff that do these sorts of mm-hmm. things. But at the end of the day, you're still connecting. You don't necessarily know for sure that every ledger is correct. At the end of the day, you have to do the work and are the reports mm-hmm. that are coming out of these solutions. There's still a monthly fee associated to having Xero or QuickBooks mm-hmm. connected. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, and you know, I'm sure there's, you know, there's still some tax things that are sitting in there and liabilities due to the state and counties and whatnot, but it's still a DIY approach. Mm-hmm. And I think at some point brands must mature a little bit up and say, you know what, I'm going to invest in a small kind of flat monthly fee mm-hmm. and know that this work is being outsourced professionally to someone else, as you said. And that's kind of what their sole responsibility is and their accountability.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it really does depend on the stage that your business is at. Like if you're just getting started and you are really needing to pinch your pennies, then maybe it does make sense to start off with a DIY solution. But we find, especially when e-commerce store owners are moving more from having their business as a, like, is this a business? Is this a hobby?
Yeah.
Where am I at? When they know they actually have a business, they know they want to run things really smoothly. That's when they start to find Bench because usually they've either been doing DIY up until this point or nothing, and they need that insight, mm-hmm. or they know that they don't mm-hmm. want to do it at all anymore and they need something better.
Yeah.
So sometimes it depends on how much room there is in the budget. But I mean, our prices start at $119 a month. Anyone listening to this gets an additional discount, which we'll talk about later, I'm sure. But it's really, really cost effective, especially when you want to start taking things seriously and really make the most of your time.
And that's the benefit of this show, too. I mean, there are certainly some early stage kind of side hustlers still doing the 9 to 5. And yeah, maybe they're going to do a lot of things themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe hence the reasons why they're listening to this podcast, to get a marketing strategy or in this case, you know, some compliance tips and tactics and whatnot. But at some point when you mature out of that to the next step and you really want to have someone, you know, I always talk about it, you know, you should not worry about your weaknesses. Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter where you are in your entrepreneurial journey, like you need to double down and focus on your strengths mm-hmm. and you need to outsource the rest. And in this particular case, and I like the distinction you had between accounting and bookkeeping because mm-hmm. they are two different things. Mm-hmm. And so you have a very consistent approach to having bookkeeping done and then with this pulse and having a great overview in real time. And then you just, at the end of the day, you're spending a small amount of money to be completely compliant and to have, and just feel confidence. I think that's a great word, because then you can really double down and focus on other things, other higher value tasks mm-hmm. that you can actually put energy in to move the needle for the business.
Yeah, and like what if you're able to scale your operations with actual facts and data rather than just gut instinct? I mean, gut instinct can definitely take you somewhere, but you need to be able to rely on what you can actually see to understand what is and isn't working. I've definitely talked to a couple of clients who've kind of had moments where having clear financial insights help them identify opportunities for growth and being able to allocate spend between marketing, product development, inventory, and some of the other activities that it takes to actually run a business. So knowing where money's coming from and where it's going helps you make better decisions to actually run your operation and make the most of your time there.
Absolutely. So let's talk about, there's quite a few different Shopify merchants out there. I mean, some are in the dropship model. Some have 3PLs where they're shipping from a third party location. Some are fulfilling by Amazon. Some have their own product. I mean, there's all different ones. So how does bench and bookkeeping work, let's say, for a Shopify brand that doesn't have any inventory? So their model is either a dropship model or they're not physically managing it themselves. How does bench fit into this mix?
Well, one thing I'll say is that with bench, so we're sort of tracking the ins and outs of the financial aspect, which is something that every business needs. When it comes to inventory, we actually usually recommend a separate inventory tracking system, whether that's something that you go outside of the Shopify platform to find. We'll usually work alongside those tools. And when it comes to the way that especially somebody without physical inventory is tracking, I mean, it's more than just expense tracking. It's reporting through the year that ensures you're seeing what you need to know when it comes to what's coming in and out, as we just talked about, and then being able to have what you need for, or what the IRS needs to know about, I guess you could say, for tax time.
Yeah.
So when it comes to what we've been talking about so far, I think consistency keeps coming up as a trend, and that consistency ends up really being the key. Making sure that you have what you need from a bookkeeping perspective really enables you to see trends over time, make better decisions based on data, like whether you're going to hire an employee or can you invest in that software subscription or are you actually making enough revenue to support yourself at the rates you're charging. So beyond the day-to-day operations, I think that that's where the bench software really ends up supporting, as well as having what you need to know at the end of the year. And one thing that actually is really surprising for a lot of business owners is how relevant the reports we have are for if they need any type of loans or funding. So if you're going to apply for a loan or you need funding of some sort, you need to show people the numbers that you're making to be able to show your credit in some way. So everything is just exportable from bench. You can just download those and take those to the financial provider that you're looking at.
I know this is newish for Shopify, but I know that they recently opened up their inventory section in the admin with locations now. And so Shopify brands now can still use external warehouse management or inventory management type solutions. And hopefully we'll kind of dig into how that all works with bench. But it's interesting with some merchants are choosing to use the built-in solution in Shopify, and they can set POS and kind of retail locations, and inventory and transfers and things can all happen from an inventory perspective, and a cost of goods can all be in there. And, you know, and then one or multiple warehouse locations, then fulfillment, this is more of an operational thing, but fulfillment can then happen accordingly. You could buy in store and then choose to pick up another location. And so it's quite interesting that Shopify has, I guess, heard that pain and decided to come up with a solution to now offer inventory through different locations, including retail, and have it all from within the admin.
Yeah, that's awesome. Inventory is one of the biggest questions that we hear about on a regular basis, especially Shopify. We have e-commerce clients from plenty of platforms, but Shopify is far and away the platform that we work with most frequently. So it's so awesome to see how much easier it is for clients to be able to access some of that often really confusing information and kind of bring everything into that one place. And then we're more working kind of, as I said before, alongside making sure that the transactions that are going in and out of your accounts are being properly recorded.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So let's talk about the different, I guess, tools, because you know, Shopify itself, I always talk about this on the show, but it does 80% of commerce really, really well. It's that other 20% needs to be filled in with apps and marketing platforms and different things just to enhance the overall experience, the business operations or customer's experience or whatever it might be. And so can you talk about different tools that, since you have so many Shopify merchants using Bench, can you talk about any tools that you see a lot of sellers that are actually using to run their business and how Bench is able to communicate with those or I guess, or even reveal some data that's actionable, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, well, on the topic of inventory side of things, we do see a lot of our clients using maybe Stitch Labs or Trade Gecko if they're on multi-platforms as well. That ends up being really useful. We talked about TaxJar a little bit earlier. That is a huge one that we see a lot of our clients using as well. It's so, so helpful because the world of sales tax is just so overwhelming. We really love TaxJar.
Yeah, PayPal
is one of the most common ones. Whether a client of ours is e-com or not, we see it so frequently. And I think it ends up being one of the most confusing pieces for people to manage. I think a lot of the time, if someone's going from a DIY bookkeeping solution, trying to reconcile PayPal and figure out how to match all of these double transactions and when does it count as revenue, when it hits my PayPal account or when it hits my bank account, we know all the answers.
Right, we integrate right
in there. We show your PayPal balance right in that Pulse dashboard like we were talking about. So PayPal is a huge one for us that ends up being, yeah, pretty easy for us to manage. So I think those are some of the big ones.
And then what about shipping is concerned? So I know Shopify obviously connects to a lot of the different shipping carriers, and then notifications and that go out to the, you know, to the customers that orders now ship, but there's certainly going to be like a, some kind of an entry somewhere. The Shopify is going to be billing some money or these other, or if you're using a, I guess, a third party connection for label creation. So how do you manage all of that from an accounting perspective? If you're using third-party label creation solutions, and there's bills associated to the production of these labels and return labels for that matter. So how's all that put together?
Yeah, we see a lot of our clients using ShipStation for labeling and being able to solve the shipping bottleneck a little bit more smoothly.
Yeah.
When it comes to Bench, we are watching transactions, right? So we are integrating with your bank account so that way we see the transactions as they happen. Some of our clients prefer to be a little bit more hands-off and maybe in the way that we're categorizing things, keep it simple as and have a simple one-off shipping category. And that's really kind of what you need from an IRS perspective. The IRS doesn't necessarily need to know whether it's return or not. So if you want to keep it simple, that's an option. Some of our clients prefer to be a little bit more hands-on and they want to get things customized. If they're willing to spend more time with us, we can definitely work with them to make sure that we are either tagging a transaction. There's the option to be able to like put a label on a transaction. So that way we can help you understand it a little bit more or even create multiple categories potentially. So that's kind of where I guess I would say our really, really awesome sales reps come in. When it comes to getting things set up for our clients, every client gets a free month of bookkeeping and we can finish that 1 month in less than one business day for you to be able to see what it feels like to interact with Bench and actually get an income statement right off the bat. So one of our onboarding specialists would work directly with you to figure out what your chart of accounts, which is basically the names of the categories your transactions are being put mm-hmm. in. They'll work directly with you to make sure that that is perfect for your business.
And so I have a lot of fashion brands that I chit-chat with. I'm sure Shopify has a lot also. And what's popular is not just necessarily going through Shopify payments or even a third-party gateway for the checkout, credit cards and Visa and whatnot. They're using things like Affirm or Afterpay or mm-hmm. Klarna. And this is equal payments over time. It certainly increases. And I've interviewed Afterpay recently too. Interesting solution where four equal payments without interest, they charge a little bit to the merchant to be able to have this opportunity, increases the average order mm-hmm. size. So instead of maybe average being 100, it's now 150 because for the customer buying, they're buying in four equal payments without interest. And I guess it's just queued up in their system, but the merchant gets all of the money for that transaction, less a small fee. Does Bench work in that particular case? Like, will you identify Affirm or Afterpay payments that are coming in and then having that? Because I think there's, to me, it would be nice to have some reporting and saying, well, how successful is this third-party financing option instead of like Shopify payments?
Interesting. I mean, with Bench, what we do is we are recognizing the money when it hits your account. So in bookkeeping terms, that's called cash basis. So we are showing you what revenue you're earning when it hits your account. And one thing that we can do, though, is break out the revenue side of things to show you how much you're earning from each processor. So if we see this dollar amount coming in from Affirm, we'll assign that to an Affirm category. So you can see X amount of dollars are coming in from Affirm. And then you'll also be able to compare this month to last month and then be able to adjust the time frame. So you can see this is how much Affirm gave me in Q1 versus Q3 and maybe be able to see how things are changing over time or how things might be picking up over time and see how Affirm deposits might vary from a Stripe deposit, for example.
Very cool. I love it. I know even Shopify Plus merchants have access to an exclusive app. It's called Shopify Flow. And what Flow does is at the end of a transaction, you can have a trigger and an action. And you know, the trigger usually is order created. And then now what would you like me to do? Well, in this particular case, maybe tag it Affirm or tag it as, you know, second transaction or methods of, you know, you can literally tag it for anything. And then from there, then I guess helps Bench as far as drilling down saying, yes, well, here's all the revenue that hit your bank account from a cash perspective. Nice if the single source of truth financially is with Bench, because I know how popular these third-party financing options are and subscription options are. It's very interesting.
And I guess while we're sort of on the topic of processors, one thing that comes to mind that I feel like is probably worth mentioning for your audience is kind of the fees that get taken away from you when you're using some of those merchant processors. So I think a lot of the time that stuff that sort of falls under the radar, but even though they charged you a fee, that's still technically your revenue. So one thing that we always make sure to do is take a look at the reports that those processors are providing to see what your full revenue was before the fees were taken and then break those out. So that way you can see exactly how much you're being charged in fees. That surprises people quite a bit, but you'll also know exactly what your full revenue was before those fees. And that's something that you want to make sure you're keeping track of because it's really important when it comes to that fun end of the year time.
So this show has a diverse range of listeners. And, you know, if you were to give some advice, I guess, to maybe people in the early stage, entrepreneurs that are on Shopify, you know, as it relates to bookkeeping or record keeping and taxes, I mean, we talk a lot of stuff like compliance and kind of legal obligations financially, like what sort of advice would you give today?
Yeah, I think the first thing that I recommend is separate your business and personal finances. Huge one. I see this all the time for even late stage businesses. Get this sorted out ASAP because it makes your life so much easier. So open up a bank account that's going to be just dedicated to those business transactions. Where you earn revenue should go directly into that bank account. Set up a business credit card if you need to. Make sure those are separated. So that's number one. I really want to emphasize it. And then number two, I would say make sure that you have the appropriate business structure and you're setting up your accounts and payments according to that business structure. So this one might be best to speak with a CPA with, just to decide what is most effective for your needs. But when I talk about business structure, I mean, are you set up as an LLC? Or are you an S-Corp, for example? So there are different requirements for these different corporate structures, and they're really important and dictate how you should be doing your bookkeeping. So if you already have your business set up, you're doing DIY as well, keep that in mind. Things need to be labeled differently, and you need actually potentially different reports depending on your business structure, which I guess kind of leads me to point three, which would be pick a way to do your bookkeeping and make sure that it's well suited to you. If you are really just starting out, like I said earlier, maybe DIY is what you need to do when it comes to being the most cost effective and really figuring out whether this is something that's going to be a business for you or not. But as your business starts to scale, looking at some options, Bench is really cost effective and really accessible, but you got to figure out when it's the right time for you to actually outsource and really prioritize your time and the professionalism side of things.
Yeah, it's awesome advice. So everyone listening, if that's you and that's where you are, if it's a side hustle and doing your thing, then maybe, you know, QuickBooks or Xero is certainly an option to start. But doubling down on your strengths, small monthly fee, have somebody else do it and do it right. And there's some learnings that go along with that. It's all part of your career growth, learning and understanding your business, and then be able to be compliant and then be able to make decisions based on accurate financials.
And actually, one more thing I would mention is that if you are doing DIY and you are in that very, very early stage, there are resources out there to help you. I definitely recommend checking out the Bench blog. So just bench.co/blog. And there are a lot of ways that you can start to get oriented and understand what it is that you should be tracking and what deductions actually apply. So if you're starting off and just learning, really, really good resource to check out.
Awesome. Thank you for that. So that's awesome for the early stage people. So what about those that would be more in the mid-market? Maybe they're on, you know, Shopify Advanced, or they're on Shopify Plus. They've got a small team and they're growing and there's revenue. It's a real business, real brand. And so they may be outsourcing a lot of it. They may be still doing the DIY approach. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows, right? But it's just like, what do you recommend then? So it's a real business. There's real revenue coming in. And what kind of advice could you give those?
Sort of people? I would say there's probably a couple of questions to ask yourself at that stage to know that the solution that you currently have is serving you. So how much time are you spending on it? And how much time do you want to spend? How much does it actually cost? And what are you actually getting? One thing that I am always kind of surprised by is that a lot of folks who are maybe in the later stage of their business, who have sort of learned the habit of not wanting to deal with the books too often, get into a habit of not looking at their finances very often, or working with somebody who doesn't necessarily give them access. They're just sort of like, I give it to you, I trust you to do it and make sure it's done. But they don't end up developing best practices around learning how to look at those and being able to leverage those numbers.
Right.
So I would suggest definitely taking a look at sort of what you're getting and how can you access it and how can you learn from it if you aren't already using those numbers to make financial decisions.
Yeah, I totally agree on that. Just the financial health of the company by actual hard numbers, not just what you're seeing in a reporting or analytics tab somewhere from within Shopify. And then the education component, it's really hard to put a value on the education, the financial education component of being compliant, understanding what you're actually looking at, and then going, well, how can I apply that towards my business? It's all part of growth. I mean, that's why some brands that are really grow, they tend to have a controller or a CFO as part of their company, because that's the maturity of the brand as you go. You're the side hustler kind of doing this hack kind of thing. It's turning into a real business, but you're still doing a DIY. And it's like, well, I don't quite have my financial health or my financial education in check. Using Bench is a very small amount of money to be completely compliant and having access to the blog, education. You'll see the process. And then now with this Pulse, it's just, it seems like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, and it's also about, I think, kind of getting pointed in the right direction. We see so many clients come to us so confused and not even sure where they're supposed to start.
Yeah.
And that's really where that sort of personal touch comes in. We like to make sure that we are setting our clients up for success and matching them with the tools that they might need to work alongside Bench, while we make sure that they have the peace of mind for the monthly bookkeeping and getting that financial insight. So it's really important to understand that your needs change as your business grows. And we really like to make sure that we can be a helping hand in our clients figuring out what it is that they actually need.
Let's talk about the future of Bench. Is there, I don't know, and I'm sure if there's a roadmap for 2019. I mean, we're getting into the third and fourth quarter now of 2019. Any partner alignment or just in general, like how are you going to help Shopify brands and how is the tool or the platform or the people, how is that going to continually evolving?
Well, I mean, Bench as a bookkeeping company, our core is to help entrepreneurs master their finances. It's one thing we've been talking about a lot in the office. How do we get financial mastery to our clients? Not just their bookkeeping, but actual understanding and control of their business to get what they want from their business. So of course, we talked about Pulse. That's one big step for us. And we actually recently launched it in the spring. So we're going to be able to continue iterating on that to be able to make sure that our clients really can make the most of it and not just say, hey, I know what's happening in my accounts, but what can I actually do with this information now that I have it? Always trying to iterate and improve on what our existing services are while continuing to develop new technology products, wanting to make sure the mobile app is as functional and accessible as possible, and then striving to help clients as much as possible when it comes to the way that our customer service team works. This may not be the most tech thing, but we have changed our customer service pretty dramatically and expanded the team to be really proactive in reaching out to clients at different stages of their life cycle with us to make sure that we can help set them up for success and help them identify gaps that we can potentially fill with our partners, making sure that they're understanding if they're making the most of their merchant processor. Or one thing that we do a lot is if a business is at the stage where they need payroll, or maybe they didn't know they needed payroll for themselves and they need to get that set up, we work really closely with Gusto as a partner for payroll to make sure that clients can have a similar sort of hands-off, smooth, tech-forward experience for another, maybe more traditional side of things.
Exciting year for you guys. We are nearing the end, though. Do you have any closing comments or any kind of takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, I guess
I
would say whether you're just starting out or you're 10 years into business, it's never too late to change how you're doing things to make sure you're running your business more effectively and really getting what you want out of it. Right. So we see business owners all the time that worry that changing their bookkeeping solution is maybe too daunting and they aren't organized enough for it. But ask those questions of yourself. How are you doing this now and how could it potentially be better? And we're always happy to help you out with that conversation if you really need to understand a bit more about what your needs are.
This is your wheelhouse. You guys are, you know, doubling down and focusing on the financial health, the financial education component, offering great service and the recommendations that you're going to surface. The payroll idea was just like fabulous. It's so interesting in the customer's journey, your customer's journey, that you're thinking about how you can best impact their business and help them make decisions. You're going to have the compliance part organized and the bookkeeping part organized and revealing some things through reporting and through Pulse, but proactively trying to help people go to the next level. It's really hard to put, you know, a couple $100 a month. That's just like, it's a no-brainer to have that opportunity for that compliance of bookkeeping plus the education component and just the whole alignment of what Bench is trying to do. At the end of the day, they want to continue being a partner with you as the entrepreneur. And so, you know, you guys have to step up to the plate and continually iterating on your product and continually offering the education component. And I think it's just amazing.
Awesome. Really, thanks really cool. So much, Steve.
So how can people learn more about Bench, website, any kind of offers and things that we
absolutely.
Can share today?
So the Bench website is bench.co, not .com. So you can find us really easily there.
Okay.
And we're really excited to offer a discount to your listeners, Steve. So anyone who will come over from listening to this podcast, you're going to get 20% off of your first 6 months. So we'll make sure that prices are laid out really clearly. We're going to put together a landing page specifically for listeners so that way they'll be able to find us and get the discount really easily. So I think that you'll be able to include that in the show notes for everybody. Awesome. And if you aren't clicking on that link, you want to take advantage of that offer right away, just make sure that the person that you speak to when you talk to Bench, you let them know that you were listening to E-commerce Fastlane podcast and you know that you get a discount. So again, 20% off your first 6 months.
So 100%, I will make sure those show notes are updated. So it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/bench, and that will redirect to the appropriate landing page for this offer. This has been really educational. I say it almost every episode I record, but I have scrambled down so many notes, life of learning, you know, and I'm going to pay it forward to people that I interact with, everyday merchants and clients and just people in the whole Shopify ecosystem. As we said before, it's not the sexiest topic. It's a necessary evil. It has to get done. You have to level up your skills financially. Bench is certainly there to help you. Well, thanks again, Aiden, for coming on the show. Much appreciated. Have yourself an awesome day.
Awesome. It was my pleasure, Steve. Thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by ShopMessage, the marketing channel trusted by top Shopify brands like Fashion Nova, Pura Vida bracelets, Movement watches, and many more. Now, don't forget, take advantage of their generous 30-day free trial by visiting shopmessage.me/Fastlane. That's shopmessage.me/Fastlane. You'll get priority onboarding and a 4x ROI guaranteed just for Fastlane listeners. So go check them out. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.